Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book by Gary Chapman called The Five Love Languages. It is common that relationships change after marriage, even though many couples were happy when they were in love before that. They may fight with each other more frequently after marriage. More seriously, these conflicts can lead to emotional crises or even divorce. What's going on? The problem is that we all have different love languages, which means we all have different ways of expressing love. When getting along with our partner, we express our love based on our own ideas. These different ideas mean people will eventually end up with different love languages. This is the point: does your partner understand your way of expressing love? Will he or she feel that you love him? This happens because we ignore the fact that everyone has different love languages. Your partner might not feel your love when you express love in your own ways. Why are love languages important? In the book, the author says that giving and receiving love is at the center of every single adult's sense of well-being. Marriage is designed to satisfy our needs for an intimate relationship and love. Feeling loved is the most important emotional need for us. In his book, the author uses a good metaphor: in every child's heart, there is an emotional love tank waiting to be filled with love. It's only when a child feels truly loved that he can grow up healthy and happy. However, when the love tank is empty, the child will exhibit problematic behaviors. Adults are the same. If our love tank is empty and we cannot feel loved, our marriage will have problems. So how can we fill our love tank and reap good results in a marriage? The love language teaches us how to fill our love tank in the proper ways, and this book will tell us how to do it in detail. Gary Chapman is a prominent relationship coach who has met lots of couples who were faced with marriage issues. Through deep communication, he found that the reason for the marriage crisis was that both partners used the wrong love languages to get along with each other. Therefore, he wrote this book to help people discover their love languages and have a better marriage. His other book, Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married, discusses common traps that can be found in a marriage. If you are interested in it, please listen to our bookie of that book. Next, we will cover the essence of the five love languages in six parts. We will learn how to discover our partner's love language as well as our own to have a happy and healthy marriage. Part 1, Love Language Number 1, Words of Affirmation. Part 2, Love Language Number 2, Quality Time. Part 3, Love Language Number 3, Gifts. Part 4, Love Language Number 4, Acts of Service. Part 5, Love Language Number 5, Physical Touch. Part 6, Discover Your Primary Love Language.
If you are interested, welcome Search Bookie and listen to the full audio instantly.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.